from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Weird pickle con.
We had
what a cool setup, man.
Pickle, oh, cool. I mean, they had like hundreds of vendors, and I think they've already announced they're coming back for 2025.
I mean, they had all the very nice pickleball courts and you know, the high-end nets. They also had some beer from
Fat Tire,
New Belgium. It was a great night. We had a good time the whole weekend. We were just there Friday. I heard on Saturday it was crazier because that's when they even had more of the men's singles, women's singles going on from the real competitive pickleball matches. Ours got competitive, though.
So we didn't know what we were walking into necessarily, because I had played pickleball going into this, even though, and we'll talk about why Scott Parks is accusing me of lying about this, I had maybe played pickleball 5 times in my life. Gold had played zero, none, until we had shown up to the court and we were taking on Dana and Parks in a publicized grudge match between them. Dana is in a league. Parks plays pretty regularly, so we thought we might be in a little bit of trouble, to the point.
And Drew was there,
yeah,
because I was like, oh, boy.
Alex didn't want to bring down the team.
Need a sub, and Drew had played 6 hours or whatever on the beach the week or two before.
And it turned out you were better than you thought you were going to be, right? Like, you thought it was you were, once we got some practice in before the match, you're like, okay, this is reasonable. I'm not being asked to do too much.
I had a great time. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I was sore, and we can talk about that embarrassing part. But let's talk about how we got the win, more importantly. The win for this team. Because there's two things. One, Alex, I thought you handled yourself. I'm giving you a compliment. I was also worried going into the match. You had said you'd not played a single day of pickleball, and I'm
like, I don't know.
I don't know. This is going to go so good. But you were, you know, like, you were holding your own.
I was happy with my performance in that match. I was. I was happy with my performance.
We got our ass kicked in
the second match. We went up against a professional as well, and I could not return a damn serve for the life of me. That was not a good match.
That's not important. That wasn't our grudge match.
No.
Our grudge match was against the...
I started, Drew subbed in for 3 or 4 points. I subbed back in. We were down, 3 points?
Late.
At one point, late. They had 10, they had 11.
They were serving with match point.
Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, Park serves it. I return it back to Parks. Then Parks returns one at an angle short. It's going to head towards out of bounds. Cody, out of nowhere, comes running from the other side of the court and full speed kind of lunges out and flips the pickleball around post, which is allowed, and stays in. Meanwhile, he goes crashing into this barrier, okay? Everybody's
going. Take out the entire wall.
There were fans, believe it or not, in the grandstand, some listeners. Everybody was stood up and was amazed by your performance. Meanwhile, we're still playing. You're over in the barrier. We're still playing.
Yeah.
And they volley it back over. I spike it down. We survive. You, at that point,
I didn't realize at the time. Adrenaline was going high then. I was feeling good.
You went into the barrier so hard that you started bleeding.
Yeah, I had a puncture wound on my back from the stanchion. So I guess I will be, you know, it's a good thing I'm not litigious. You know, I could get Odyssey for this injury.
You signed a liability waiver, man.
For who?
For playing at PickleCon.
Did I?
Yeah,
I
we all
that.
Did. All right, we all did.
I don't remember doing that.
I don't
what?
Remember doing that.
You guys, we all signed. We all, in order to get the ticket, we all signed.
Okay.
So I honestly think that people wouldn't. This goes back to what Drew and I talked about in the air. I'm not good at just being
cool
about it.
I was impressed with your performance.
Because when we start playing games like that, I want to go at 100%. The same reason I was accused of abuse of Dana Wright, because I hit her on three straight points with the pickleball, including one that left a welt on her leg.
As long as you apologize, okay.
I also hit her in the chest and, like, the feet, and then hit her all three times, because sometimes it's a good way to get a point in the game is just to hit it directly at somebody.
Yeah, I was impressed with your play. I really was. And all that matters, we beat Dana and Parks. I thought that was the goal of the evening, and all three of us contributed to that happening.
Somebody texted in, so basically Cody was Cody Friday at pickleball. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I played way too hard. I did make one incredible hit, which I think counts for that.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to injure another member of Odyssey over at KMBZ, and I talked a fair amount of trash.
I don't know if you guys could tell, Parks was heated towards the end of that when you guys started going on that run.
He called me.
He thought the match was over.
He called me a liar.
He thought the match was over, and it wasn't.
Scott Parks called me a liar. He said that I was making up the fact. He thinks maybe I've just been, like, training
you
in my
sandbagged.
Basement with a pickleball paddle.
He did think you were sandbagging.
That's terrible.
I wasn't sandbagging. I had only played, like, five times.
Yeah.
I played against, like, four people.
Yeah. So it worked out well for us. We had a great time.
Good
out
job,
there.
Guys.
And the embarrassing part, though, is that as of today, still.
You're still sore?
Sore. Sore.
Oh.
I couldn't even figure out how to, like, someone was, like, asking us. We went to something yesterday that will explain the rest of it. So I'm also sore, but it's from two things. And it's the weirdest sentence to say in your adult life, and saddest probably. I am still sore from pickleball on Friday and being in a giant bounce house on Sunday morning.
Why were you in a bounce house?
Somebody said that they needed some kids for a TV shot. My kids were
like the largest bounce house
epic
ever.
Epic bounce. And so they wanted to go to this giant outdoor bounce house, but my kid won't play by himself. So, like, I was, like, scaling giant bouncy house walls for, like, 2 hours. So I'm sore from bounce housing and
that is pathetic, man. I was walking the dog yesterday, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And it's like the lower, not quite lower back, Drew. It's basically, like, you know, upper butt region.
Oh, man.
You know?
Mm.
It's a little
still sore.
Little
still
sore. And I Googled it, and it happens in pickleball for people that are not playing and out of shape.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a common
it's
injury.
It's sore, dude. It's a little sore.
Do you guys want to rematch Dana and Parks?
Yeah. I mean, I
do you think they'll step back on the court with us?
They would. I'll be honest. I don't want to say I'm hooked because I only played once, but, like, I kind of want to play some.
You were saying that.
I really enjoy doing it. So whether it's going to Chicken and Pickle or Serve or any of these other places in town that have pickleball, I see why it's really popular and why
just
the sport's
courts
growing.
In some people's neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
Drew, were you
natural.
Impressed? Maybe I am. Drew, were you impressed by my pickleball skills?
Yes. Well, I knew. Well, from the jump, I knew that if it was between you or Gold, who was going to be going full force, it was going to be you more than it was Alex.
Yeah,
but I will
say
that shot that you hit was just insane. It was like a top 10 like SportsCenter type of play.
I was in a dead sprint. Like, I mean, the second it got hit, I was like, I don't think I was getting to that. Because, like, you were playing kind of deep
court.
And I played up, so I had to run all the way across the court. I also wasn't sure. When I hit it, I watched it go in, Drew. So, like, I watched it curve around
the
pole
see
and
it.
Land
nice.
In. So I got to watch my shot, but because I was crashing into the entire wall, I didn't know whether or not.
Yeah, Dana volleyed it back over.
I didn't know whether or not we scored.
Yeah,
first.
We didn't score at first. She volleyed it back over. And that was the funny. Because at that point, I'm like, well, I can't screw this up. You
that
dove
would
and saved,
be such a disappointment.
You dove and saved him. Like, well, I can't. So then we volleyed twice, and then we got a point.
I believe they were up 10-8, and they had service, and you guys won service back, and then you went four points in a row and won by two.
That was a good run.
What a victory.
So thanks to the folks at PickleCon. We had a ton of fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.